Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. This is Heather.
And Micah.
And today we are so excited. We're going to be joined by model and self-advocate Grace Strobel, who happens to have Down syndrome, and her mother, Linda. We are so excited to hear from them. Thank you, friends, for joining us, and welcome to the Lucky Few podcast. Hey listeners, we're so excited for this month's sponsor, Jonas Paul Eyewear. They offer prescription glasses starting at $79, including prescription lenses, and non-prescriptive blue light glasses for only $59. And this month, in March, it is actually Jonas's birthday, the little guy who inspired the brand. And to celebrate his birthday, Jonas Paul is taking this month to feature communities of kids who have disabilities. Now is the time to go order your glasses. Head to jonaspauleyewear.com/theluckyfew, and you, dear listeners, can have a discount code and save 15% off your order. All right, we have Grace Strobel, the model.
Yes.
The advocate, the queen, the Down syndrome queen. I just gave her that title. And her mom. I love when moms come on.
You too.
So fun. Yes. So fun. Do you remember, what do you know about Grace? Do you remember seeing her on Instagram?
Yeah. I mean, I follow her on Instagram, and I feel like it's so cool how many models with Down syndrome I'm following on Instagram. I feel like it's like a growing, beautiful number.
Yes.
And I love that we get to see Grace today. I'm excited to hear about how she got into this business. And just, you know, I love the kind of work that places like Changing the Face of Beauty are doing. Mm-hmm. In terms of representation and getting more people with Down syndrome in spaces on media. So
yes, I'm excited too. So we're going to bring her on with her mom, Linda, ask all the questions, and we can't wait.
Yeah. Before we jump over there, I want to make sure we read another one of our listeners' reviews. So, we actually have a review from Meredith Hansen. And this is what Meredith had to say. This podcast is so important for all people of any age, background, et cetera. I'm 19 years old and very passionate about advocating for those with special needs, particularly Down syndrome. And the Lucky Few has truly changed my life in so many ways. Such important things being talked about on this podcast. Those from the Lucky Few are true pioneers, paving the way for people with Down syndrome to be better included and seen as equal. See the able, not the label. Truly love them so much. So Meredith, thank you for that. And now Meredith has given me a new saying. Ooh. I didn't know this. See the able, not the label. Have you heard this before?
I don't know if I have, but I bet you it's on a shirt somewhere.
I bet it is. Or it's going to be cross-stitched on a pillow soon.
It is. No. And if not, Meredith, you put that on a shirt, girl.
That's right.
See the able, not the label. Thanks for that review. Don't forget, if you want to review the show, you can do that at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. Pause, head on over. Every review helps for the show to be seen by more and more people. And the more, the merrier, as they say. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that saying?
I've heard of that one.
And let's keep on shifting this narrative. So yeah. Thank you for the reviews, friends. We appreciate the support more than we could ever express.
We do.
All right.
Let's go talk to Grace.
Okay. Well, Grace and Linda Strobel, welcome to the Lucky Few podcast. Thanks for coming on today.
Hi. We're glad to be here.
I know, me too.
Yep.
You look so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Well, hi, Linda. I'm Heather. It's so
nice
to meet you.
Hi, Heather. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Thank you for taking the time. You both look beautiful.
Thank you. Like a postcard.
Too.
I mean, you too. Now, do you have a child with Down syndrome?
So I have two kids with Down syndrome. I have a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old who they both have Down syndrome. I have a 9-year-old who doesn't have Down syndrome.
Okay. All right. Are they biological or adopted? Or
all three adopted.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah,
cool. They're very lovely. And I don't know if you've heard the phrase "the lucky few" at all, or if that's a familiar phrase. But
yeah.
So that I originated that. I coined it and started it and put it in the world, and it's become. We have the podcast. My husband and I run a nonprofit called The Lucky Few, where we are committed to telling. We believe that storytelling is a really powerful tool for shifting narratives. So we tell stories based around Down syndrome in hopes of shifting the Down syndrome narrative. So that's
wonderful. That is a little bit about me.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grace, I want to start with a question with you. Can you just tell us about yourself? So your name, your age, and your job.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hi, I'm Grace Strobel, and I'm 24 years old. Now, I was born with Down syndrome, but Down syndrome does not define me. I'm a model, I'm a speaker, I'm an athlete, I'm an advocate.
I love it, girl. And I've been following your journey for a little while, and you are doing all of those things so well. And then we also have Linda, mother two. Mother two, Grace.
Yeah. Linda,
can you give us a little introduction of yourself?
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Linda Strobel and mother to Grace.
Uh-huh.
And I have two children. Grace is our oldest, 24. And then I have a younger daughter, Lane, who is just 17 months younger than Grace.
Uh-huh.
So she's 20. She'll be 23 this year. And we live in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
Very cool. So Grace, another question for you. You are an advocate.
Uh-huh.
So can you talk a little bit more about what it's like to advocate for people with Down syndrome?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, it feels awesome. I think my modeling and speaking show what is possible, and it helps others to believe in themselves.
And how did you begin public speaking? How did that start?
Oh, yeah, about 2 years ago, I was working in a lunchroom. Some kids started making fun of me. When they looked at me that day, I felt alone and hated, but I cried so hard, but I cannot stop. And that is when I decided I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to show how you can change someone's life. That's by being kind and giving respect.
That was great. Do you remember the first talk that you gave?
It was sixth graders.
Yeah, or the sixth graders. Readers.
And it was about 100.
So your first talk, you went to a middle school, and did you speak to the whole school or to a classroom?
200 of them.
Oh yeah, 200 of them.
Wow.
Wait, remember when the kids started coming in and you and I were hiding behind the bookshelves and you saw everybody coming in, and what did you start doing?
Oh, I know, crying.
Yeah.
And I felt really, really nervous.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just said, Grace, we practiced, right?
Yeah.
How long have we practiced? How long did it take us to make the presentation? We researched it for how many months?
Yeah, two schools.
We researched it for how long?
For 2 months.
We researched it for 2 months, and then we practiced it for another 6 months together.
Uh-huh.
So I think you just started getting freaked out, right?
Yeah.
And then it was just overwhelming. There were so many kids coming in.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, you can do this, right?
Uh-huh.
We got this. You're strong.
Yeah.
And you rallied.
Oh, yeah.
And you went out and did it. And then the second one, we had two, right? Back to back.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went home, and what did we do? We had Coke, and we listened to High School Musical.
Yeah.
And we got all jazzed up.
Yeah.
And the second one was much better.
Yeah, that's great. Grace, I'm a public speaker, and I remember my first talk, and I had prepared like you did, and I had memorized what I was going to say, and I had slides and I had all that. And I was sick to my stomach going up on stage, and I've been public speaking for years and years now. And every single time I feel nervous, very, very, very nervous every time. Do you still, when you give a talk in front of people, do you still feel nervous?
No,
not anymore.
Nope. You're pretty good now. Yeah. It was just like the first, I don't know. We just kept doing them and doing them and doing them. And you just kept getting better and better.
Yeah.
And that's what I guess they say, that, you know, the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do have a quick, do you remember when you spoke to Lumine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're like, Lumine is funding.
Yeah, Lumine is funding. Lumine is, you know, an organization that funds research for Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
And we had done that. We got asked kind of like, not last minute, but we got asked a couple months, and we had to write that we had never done anything like that before. Oh, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. So we practiced and practiced and practiced. And I swear, if I heard that speech one more time, I would throw it out the window.
I know.
We were practicing it so much.
I love it.
And then, you know, we got there, we had practiced, we got up on stage and we practiced, right?
Uh-huh.
And we got the mic set, we went back to the
hotel,
right? And then we were hungry, so we went and we got something to eat in the what was the bar like? It was just really
loud.
It was so loud and started shutting down. And then
overwhelming.
And the whole thing didn't start until 8. And so we're like, oh no, we traveled all the way to Chicago. And so we drive to the location, and then we're going there, and then we walk into the bar, and what's the bar like?
Loud.
It was so, so loud. Did you want to go in? No.
No.
And that's where the talk was going to be.
It was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, we got this.
Yeah.
So we ended up putting earplugs on. We went to the bathroom, right? And we locked ourselves in a stall, and where it was quiet. We practiced for like 20 minutes in there, right?
Yeah.
And then we were fine. The band settled down and you went on stage and you nailed it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I love it. I love it. The journey of a public speaker.
I know.
That feels like a similar story, or has some similar themes, I think, for a lot of people going up on stage to give a talk. It's nerve-wracking.
No,
you weren't nervous on that time? You were just glad, you were just bothered by the music?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that story. Linda, I want to back up a tiny bit. What was it like when Grace gave that first talk to sixth graders and you were there and you knew all this prep happened? How was that moment for you as her mom?
Oh, you know what? It was nerve-wracking because, you know, we had practiced for so long and in so many different locations, and we were practicing the dolls, and we were, and I don't know if you know anything about Grace, but Grace does have a stutter. And so anxiety brings out a stutter. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we were not only dealing with, you know, learning how to public speak, but we were learning how to control a stutter in a situation that, that was making Grace anxious. And then, you know, here Grace was getting up, talking to kids. These weren't the kids that made fun of her, but they were talking to kids, you know, she was talking to the same audience that once made fun of her.
Yeah.
And she was being very vulnerable and sharing her story about how that went and how that worked. So, you know, it was now I can sit back and relax and enjoy it because I know what she's doing is just an amazing thing. Mm. She's sharing her story. She's sharing her life, her thoughts, and what it feels like to be different, what it feels like to be made fun of. But at the time, the very first one, I probably had an ulcer. It was nerve wracking, but, you know, you put your kid out there, but I knew 100% this was the thing that we should be doing because after Grace was made fun of, we were like, we don't want this to keep happening. And she'll tell you a little later about how she started speaking. But that was really our whole mission in this, is so that we could raise awareness about what it's like to have a challenge. What is it like to have Down syndrome?
Yeah.
What kind of things do you struggle with? Right. Right. And what about your life? Because I really don't think most people know the level of challenges, from vision and balance to fine motor skills to gross motor skills to speech. Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking a little different is one thing, but also doing things a little differently is another thing. And we just wanted to educate people and have them, and just elevate empathy, compassion, and, you know what, show what can be done to overcome obstacles. I mean, even before Grace, that was before Grace started modeling. So she started speaking first.
I know.
And, but in her life, she's always been a fighter. She did Taekwondo, right? You were like a purple belt in Taekwondo. She learned how to ride a bike. She started reading at the age of three. I set my mind to not limit her to the expectations we were given. So it's a story. It's her story. It's her journey, but it's a story of hope and raising the bar and of treating people with respect and kindness.
Yeah. Grace, is respect and kindness your theme for your, for your talks that you give?
Yeah, I do.
So Grace, tell us about the Grace Effect.
Okay, go ahead.
For the Grace Effect is a presentation I give to schools about my life and having Down syndrome.
Okay. And what does it teach?
I know, it teaches the science of Down syndrome, the struggles we face, that kindness, respect and opportunity all deeply matter.
Yes. That's what you're talking about when you're when you're sharing with audiences. Such an important message, Grace. I'm grateful to you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thank you.
Yeah. So I'm gonna shift a little bit here and I wanna talk about you mentioned also that you are a model.
Yeah.
And so can you share more about becoming a model?
Sure.
Okay. So how did you get into modeling?
Oh.
You're researching?
Oh yeah. When I was researching, I saw an other girl with Down syndrome that was a model. So I asked my mom if I could be a model. She said, I'll see you or not. So let's do this, Grace. So we started on this amazing journey that brought me here today.
And how old were you when you started modeling?
About 22.
How does it feel to be a model?
It was great. Yeah.
What's your favorite part about being a model?
Oh, I like modeling because it makes me feel good about myself and it helps others to believe in themselves.
And then what is the hardest part?
getting my eyebrows plucked.
Oh my gosh.
Do you like that?
No, I just hate it.
That's my favorite answer of all time.
Yeah.
And I
love it. Oh, I love it. Yeah.
That's your favorite part, isn't it? Getting your eyebrows plucked?
No.
That always hurts.
Nope.
That always hurts. How often do you have to get your eyebrows plucked?
Well, we do a little bit every time so that it's not all at once. So we do, when I first started with you, I said, okay, I'm only going to do three. I'll do three on one side, three on the other side, right?
Oh, yeah, right there.
And then we can do it.
Oh gosh, that's
then
so
we
good.
Can do it.
Well, it hurts.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. It hurts having your hairs plucked out of your body. What else would women go through? So Linda, how did you feel when Grace began modeling?
You know what? So we really didn't know, you know, how this all would turn out. We started into the speaking and then, you know, like we said, when we were, like Grace said, when we were researching to make the Grace Effect, Grace saw another girl and she's like, Mom, can I try that? I'm like, yeah, let's try that. Well, at the time, you know, she had braces on. And so we waited and then we waited to get them off. Yeah. And then I hired a photographer and we just did a whole bunch of lifestyle shots all over. And we decided just to release them on Facebook. And, you know, you're very vulnerable.
I mean, I love it.
It was fun though. It was fun. Yeah. Grace loved it. She just kind of popped off the page when the photographer was taking the photos and like remember the first one that you were on that white couch?
Oh yeah.
And the photographer took, you know, like the first 10. And she was like, she kept looking at the pictures and saying, Oh my gosh. Because you know what? Grace's personality comes out in her pictures. And that's what I love. If she didn't want to be doing this, we couldn't make her do this. You know, she has a joy and a glow about her. I felt nervous and scared again. I was vulnerable, but you know, that once we released it, I think you know the story, but within 2 weeks it had hit like over 200,000 shares and it was just going crazy. It was going
crazy.
Yeah.
And then wild.
It was. And so we knew we had something.
Yeah.
And people were so supportive and it was exhilarating. It was just so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. So then Linda, tell me more about the journey. So movement happens and it goes viral in a sense. And so what changed from there? How did the journey continue in the last couple of years with modeling?
Okay. So it did go viral. And then from there, you know, it started local. So a lot of magazines around our area started asking her, you know, to do shoots. And then they asked to go on radio shows and they started doing local TV stories on it. I think it helped also that she had a backstory that, Grace started with public speaking and for a reason, and then she launched into modeling. But there was just this huge interest in her. And then from there, we got our huge paper called the St. Louis Review. There was a national syndicate that wanted to do her story. And so she came over and Asia Sultan, she came over. She was with us for at least 2 hours and she went through our whole story from her birth. She launched us. I mean, once that hit and it was on a Sunday edition, and then it hit nationally, then the Today Show contacted us. And then after we were on the Today Show, Olivia, the clothing brand that she represents.
Oh yeah. I got to meet Hoda, and then Savannah.
Right. Yeah. They were pretty cool.
Weren't they?
That was awesome.
That's
really cool.
Yeah. So we rolled into Olivia, and then from Olivia, we started getting picked up by a couple of modeling agencies. And then prior to Olivia, right as the photos started going viral and I'm trying to think, it was within that first year, I saw an ad campaign with Priyanka Chopra Jonas. And Obagi, and their whole campaign was called Skinclusion.
Oh, yeah.
And their idea was to use all skin types and their whole thing was inclusion and diversity. And I was like, inclusion and diversity sometimes means skin color and body shape, but it doesn't often mean people with disabilities.
Yep.
And so I sat and I wrote a really long letter to the president, Jamie Castle. And I sent all her pictures and I said, would you consider Grace being one of your models or representative? And I guess when Jamie got the letter, she was so thrilled. She walked down her hall and said, we need this girl. And so That's how Obagi launched. It was just, you know, a back channel. And I think culture is changing to open the doors for people with disabilities. And I've always said that we all fear what we don't know. And if we can create and break down barriers through exposure, through people like Grace or your daughter or son or anybody being out in the media, being out in public, being out in print campaigns and saying, this is just a part of the normal population, that we're not going to be afraid anymore. And we're going to be treating each other with respect.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a woman on, she was on last year, a couple years ago on the podcast, and she'll be on next month. Her name is Gail Williams. She's a agent for people with disabilities. Her son has Down syndrome. I think he's 40, maybe 41. And yeah, we were talking about, we've talked about it in the past, and we talk about it for our upcoming episode about how we want, like, getting to a place in the industry, so modeling or Hollywood, where it's no longer like, oh my gosh, a person with Down syndrome, because it just is, it's just so intertwined in the fabric of, of media, and of advertising. And I look at you, I watch Grace, show up over and over again in the spaces, and you're really paving a path. It's called trailblazing, Grace. You're blazing you're making a trail where there wasn't one before. And as a mama who has a 12-year-old with Down syndrome looking up to you, a daughter, and a 7-year-old son who recently did some modeling himself for a pretty big brand that I can't say on the space yet, but it's exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's exciting to see what's happened with you over the last couple of years. And Linda, to hear you tell that story of calling it out, like reaching out and saying, you guys, like, people talk about inclusion and somehow disability is always excluded from the inclusion conversation. Within certain industries. So bravo, Linda and Grace, to you guys.
Thank you.
What has been the hardest, either of you can answer this, but what has been the hardest barrier as a model with Down syndrome, or a model with a disability?
I think it's just what we talked about, that we often think of skin color and we often think of body size, but we don't think of the largest minority in the world, which are people with disabilities. It's either 1 in 4 or 1 in 5 people in the world have a disability, and we're not represented. And you know, I think too that you often talk about this. People with disabilities, I think, sometimes feel invisible and like they should be hiding in the corner somewhere. And that's not it. We've always treated Grace's life and her light to the world like she's just like everybody else. Everybody has gifts and talents to give to the world. Everybody's light can shine. It's not in the same ways. Maybe you're just the person that is a joyful person, and every time you walk into the room, you bring everybody up. If that's your gift, that is your gift. And, you know, but we all have gifts, and we all have something to give to the world. And I think too, if we could just respect people for their differences instead of being made fun of, that we will become a kinder society. And that's really where we're pushing for this, is that to have the kindness and respect come out. Because you know what? There's always going to be, you know, the people that will have nasty comments and whatnot. But we look at all the good that has come from it, and all the changes has happened. And we really literally wouldn't be here without parents before us. The parents that fought for their kids to come home, you know, the parents that fought for their kids to be included in classrooms. we are grateful that we get to be a part of this landscape for changing people's lives with disabilities.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Grace, what are your goals for the future?
Oh yeah, I want to keep on smiling and speaking and have people rethink what is possible.
All right, so for both of you, Grace, Linda, anything else that you want to share? Anything exciting happening that we should know about and share with our listeners, or anything that has happened recently that you want to point us to? Anything else?
It was pretty exciting. Grace got to be a panelist for, there were five of them for Louis Vuitton. And it was a disability panel, and they had, I think they had almost 800, participants, but the company Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy is really making an importance to include people with disabilities, not only in print, but within the workforce, within, employment and just like we're doing, breaking down barriers because we're talking about it. And so I was so honored that Grace got to speak for that. And then she also just got to speak on another panel with the same group of people for the Council of Fashion Designers of America.
Cool.
And just opening the doors. The first part of anything is awareness and talking about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, that was a pretty big honor.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. That's massive. Okay, Grace, I have a question.
Sure.
To put you on the spot. Do you have a model you look up to as a role model?
Oh, who inspired you?
Who inspires you?
My sister, Lainey. She inspired me. Well, she's a beautiful dancer. Mm-hmm. Then I want to be on stage,
just like her.
Yeah.
Who else inspired? What other model inspired you?
Like Becky.
Becky from?
From Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
And Madeline Stewart.
Oh gosh, Madeline Stewart, that girl.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's phenomenal.
She is. Yeah. That's the girl that Grace ran across when she was doing research, and she looked
very cool. Yeah, Madeline got out in the front there, and I feel like she definitely, like we're talking about, she's blazed some trails for sure. Yeah, I like both of them too. Yeah, Becky's Lauren Potter, and she's a lovely human.
We also and I think too, Karen Gaffney inspired Grace.
Yeah, oh, she's amazing.
I mean, I love her story. And she came to Illinois we went when Grace was really young, like 11 or 12. And we were just amazed to see her get up and speak in front of everybody like that. But all that she's done in her life. I mean, that's really what we've done is Grace's whole life, not only have we just worked hard to raise the bar, but we've also I would always look for those examples out there of individuals with Down syndrome that were breaking barriers. And whenever I'd find one, I would contact their mom and say, "What are you doing?" And, just find out everything that they were doing and read about them. And that just gave me hope. And that's what I'm hoping that Grace is. She's kind of like a spirit keeper. She shows people the path, and she shows people that it can be done.
And
like she said, it helps them to believe in themselves that she's doing it, I can do it too.
Absolutely. And Grace, just like you saw Madeline and she inspired you, people with Down syndrome who are younger than you are looking at you and being inspired and following in your footsteps. So
it is.
Yeah,
it sure is.
It's really amazing. Where can our listeners find you on social media?
Oh, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Grace Struble.
Just straight Grace Strobel. No underscores or anything. Perfect.
On Instagram, it's Grace underscore Strobel.
Okay. Uh-huh. But if you type your name in, it'll pop
up. Yeah.
Easy. Uh-huh. Easy peasy. Uh-huh. Well, listeners, if you are not following along, make sure that you do that right away, because it is a very inspiring page, very inspiring pages to be following. And I'm so thankful. Linda, thank you from one mama who's behind you, following your footsteps. I'm super grateful for all that you've done for our community as a whole. And Grace, for you, for showing up and rallying and doing the hard work to do the things that you're good at and to get better at them and to step up in the ways that you do. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah,
we're grateful.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you guys have an extra second, we do a segment that we call good news. Okay. And we have learned here on the podcast and raising kids with Down syndrome and interacting with people with Down syndrome that there's always so much good news to be celebrated. And it can be something as small as, you know, my toddler brushed their teeth for the first time today independently, or as big as my daughter just spoke in front of 200 sixth graders, or anything in between. So if you can think of any good news to share.
Okay.
So think about it. Think about your good news. And we're going to go hear a word from our sponsor, and then we'll be back with some good news.
Sounds good.
All right, friends. My Mason Hope is wearing her Jonas Paul Iowa glasses today, like she does every single day. And this month, in March, it is actually Jonas's birthday, the little guy who inspired the brand. And to celebrate his birthday, Jonas Paul is taking this month to feature communities of kids who have disabilities. Kids and families in the disability community love Jonas Paul glasses because they are easily adjustable and they are designed with smaller nose bridges in mind. With prescription glasses starting at just $79, you can't go wrong. Visit jonaspauleyewear.com/theluckyfew for a discount code to save 15% off your next order. All right, we're back, and it is time for some good news. Bring us in, Truly Star.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Time for good news. Everybody, welcome to the good news. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're going to hear some good news from some listeners, but before we do that, Grace, can you share your good news?
Sure. Okay, I love to hang out with my friend, Gabriel, every birthday.
So fun.
Yeah.
So fun. And you told me that there's some stuff on Instagram with Gabriel, some dancing, and he's your good friend. So I love that. That getting to hang out with friends is always good news. Thank you for sharing that, Grace. I'm going to share. We had a listener share good news. This is Living with Jay-Z. Their handle is Living with the letters Jay-Z. Says Jackson has started reading very simple sentences with sight words in them on his own. That, dear Living with Jay-Z, is some good, good news. And we have one more good news from a listener who is the Instagram handle Renee.Babineu, B-A-B-I-N-E-U, says. She says, my daughter got some toys that she likes and she will use them. And so they are using those toys to sneak in some good physical therapy time, some good PT. So that's always some good news to get some PT time in with our kiddos. Thank you so much for sharing your good news with us. We love to hear from you, friends. And if you want to share some good news, you can leave us a voicemail, or you can leave us a direct message on Instagram and let us know your good news about your family. To find out how to call us, you can head to theluckyfewpodcast.com. And we have our phone number there. We have all anything you need to know about the podcast, including show notes from today's show with Linda and Grace. Thank you so much, Linda and Grace, for being with us today. And if you have a product or a business and you want to help us shout the worth of people with Down syndrome, we would love to partner with you. You can email hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com for any sponsorship opportunities. A huge thank you, as always, to our editor, Josh Avis, our producer, Val Schleter. We could do none of this podcast without her. Thanks to our sponsor. Thanks again to Grace and Linda for their time and for all that they're doing for our community. And thanks to all of you listeners who have shared the Lucky Few podcast with your friends, those of you who have listened faithfully, and who continue to cheer us on. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember that you, our dear listener, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, and you, our dear listener, who has Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth. You are a narrative shifter. So keep on keeping on. We're cheering for you, and we can't wait to be together again next week on a new episode of the Lucky Few Podcast. All right, that's it.
Oh, yay! Awesome. That was wonderful.